Or maybe it was a Moorhead annual before it, when we talked, see, I talked 2 years at Moorhead before they changed it.
Oh, I'll have to take a look at that.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, here we are. Okay, in a neighborhood with houses on either side and there's a row of trees down the middle and cars can go on one side of the trees and come down the other way on the other side of the trees. What kind of street is that called?
Well, it used to be an avenue.
Okay.
Is that what you would call it?
Okay. Sure. And,
not too many of them here. But.
No. Names for paved roads?
Street?
Oh. Uh-huh. Sure, I mean, where they started to pave the roads, people had, like, names for paved roads to make them separate from other kinds of roads.
Blacktop?
Mm-hmm, like that, yeah.
Well, you know, if it's an unpaved road, we always say that road's not paved. But I don't know, City Street?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about our roadway through our mountain is called what?
Trans Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And Badlands, what does that mean to you?
Well, South El Paso, I guess. Badlands used to mean where the, in the old Wild Wild West, where the all the crooks went, the desperados and the bandits. And
mm-hmm. Okay. And the High Plains?
Well, the High Plains would be over in Lubbock and Amarillo and that area in the Panhandle.
Okay. Okay, the word hole in reference to a mountain, so H-O-L-E.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, so hole in reference to a mountain is a
cave. Mm-hmm. I was going to show you a hole in a mountain.
Oh, yeah.
This is on top of my mountain that I used to have, and that's what we called a window rock, and that's my husband and me. And
how cute.
All of this came from the ranch, and my sister, oldest sister that passed away 3 years ago, brought that home with her and just made that shadow box for me. But anyway,
that's so neat.
Yeah. And there's our Brandon's cattle there.
Okay, a difference between a mountain and a hill is what?
Well, a hill is just a little high place, and a mountain can be tall.
Okay. What about the place between two peaks?
Gully.
Okay.
What is that noise?
Kids, I guess.
Oh, that's right. St. Mark's bought my old house over there in the hill.
Oh.
But that's sure a lot of birds. Go ahead.
Okay, a place where the water digs out and there's steep sides is called?
A ditch, a gully.
How about something bigger like?
We said arroyo.
But something creek. That's really deep, like a deep cut in the land. That has big, tall, steep sides. They have one up in, like, in Taos, an area where the river goes through.
It's paved, you say?
Or how about this? How about an area, like, in Ruidoso, the area between two mountains? What do you call that?
Valley?
Where people have their cabins?
Campground? Meadow?
Call it a valley? Okay. What about a canyon? What's the difference between a canyon and a valley?
Oh, a canyon is very, very rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And a valley is usually very, very fertile where the river is.
Okay. And where the water goes over a cliff, that's called a?
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm.